Repairs needed at Agatha Christie's former home. And this article is accompanied by a picture of Agatha Christie at work on her typewriter in her study. The former Oxfordshire home of the world's best-selling novelist is at risk of damage from decay, as plans are submitted for permission to make repairs to the listed building. Winterbrook House near Wallingford was home to Dame Agatha Christie and her archaeologist husband, Sir Max Mallaren, from 1934 until her death in 1976. Although the couple travelled the world, the 17th century home on the banks of the River Thames was their main residence for this period, and a blue plaque by the front door pays homage to the great novelist. The couple were buried in St Mary's Church graveyard in Cholsey, and a statue of Agatha Christie was installed on a bench in the Kynecroft Park in Wallingford in 2023 to celebrate her legacy. The elegant Grade II listed property remains in private ownership since it was sold by its international owners of two years in 2021 for a reported £2.75 million. It offers 4,190 square feet of living space across three floors, including a reception hall, three reception rooms, a study, a kitchen and breakfast room, principal bedroom suite and four other bedrooms. However, an application for listed building consent has revealed that the historic home is suffering from some decay, including to the main structural beam and the window lintels in the library. Historic wet rot has affected the window's lintel, which has begun to twist under the load from the beam above, and the end of the main beam with the timber becoming soft at the bearing point. The owner first noticed the issues when the floor of one of the bedrooms became bouncy. Works proposed include the replacement of the timber library window lintel with a concrete one, of a decayed sleeper joist with new solid oak, and the cementitious render on the outside of the building with a more historically appropriate lime render. The building's main beam will be retained in the works, but reinforced using a concealed stainless steel flitch plate to improve the structural capacity. Additionally, the historic brick garden wall will be repaired with approximately 200 defective bricks removed and replaced with matching wood-fired bricks, and the stone capping of the wall reset or replaced.